September 10th, having finished the cycle on Mary's birth, early and later childhood, and adolescence, I remained in the blessedness of contemplating her in her role as a most pure spouse throughout the 6th, 7th, and 8th. In addition, on the 6th and the 7th, the joy also remained. But on the 8th the storm came. It was Friday, and I suffered greatly for so many reasons relating to everything and everyone. Yesterday, the 9th, was more of the same. This morning I found my affliction at the ready again on awakening from a very short sleep interrupted by physical sufferings. But I feel that Jesus is with me, very, very close. I really have nothing but Him. And He wants to be the only one. He then says to my soul, "Once, among the first times, when I was your teacher, I spoke to you about the function of your soul and the souls like you. I said, 'You are the bearers and the lightning rods. Take Christ among your brothers and sisters as living monstrances and pulpits of flesh, so that the world will see me, and from them, I may speak to the masses, on whom I have mercy. But you are also lightning rods diverting misfortunes by your presence. Not because it is diverting misfortunes by your presence. Not because it is yours, but because you attract me, and where I am, there is no misfortune, but protection. You should now be convinced of this. Your director was convinced, because he is less of a Thomas than you, and for this reason too, he wanted you with him. The world does not know, but I know, and am able to work a continuous miracle in favor of and around my beloved ones, whose love I receive, and to whom I turn to obtain their service. I should also repeat a reproach I previously directed at you, but you are already prostrated, for you see the consequences of your having preferred the earth, with its voices of blood, to heaven, with its spiritual lights. Above the blood and affections there are always the spirit with its needs and Jesus. Remember this." I said, "And repeat, you are forgiven for your error, because you committed it for a charitable reason. But do not fall into it again. Your charity must be beyond even the slightest shadow of humanity. It must thus be universal charity whereby, in act of love, relatives, and strangers are the same for you. You are no longer Maria Voltorta. You are my spokesman. The voice of Christ is directed towards all. As Christ went to all. Indeed, he left those close to him by blood to go to strangers, among whom there were his denigrators and assassins. For the concerns of my father so required. It is a painful mutilation when one says, 'All of you, with no distinction based on rank and affection, are my brothers and sisters, and I am at the service of all.' But the wings of a seraphic eagle sprout over the mutilation. Now, be patient. These are the final consequences of having undergone, in an hour when you underwent it, the fiercest assault by Satan, who wanted to take you away from me, distorting what was good and evil. And you yielded, not to evil, but to things which are still trifles, when compared to the concerns of your God, who does not, however, compromise in regard to your welfare. And now, be at peace. I want this, for in disturbance the light of your spiritual eyes and spiritual hearing is obscured. Let the one who loves you act, me,